Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for 50 years. We're live at Oakmont Bakery, one of the iconic spots in all of greater Pittsburgh. Their cakes and donuts and pastries, and now just regular food. They've got salads and sandwiches and stuff here, just top-notch. Right down the hill from where they're having the U.S. Open. If you're headed up there to watch golf, if you're leaving after a day of watching golf, come see us. We're here until 7. Malzi will have the wrap-up show, the Going Low wrap-up show with Jeff, who's going to join us in about 15 minutes live from the course.
I expect we're also going to have a guest join us. Jeff's going to get somebody from the media tent to join up, so we'll have a little bit of color there. As I'm watching a highlight of Scottie Scheffler realizing he was about to play the wrong ball from the ditch on 9 here.
Things not coming easily for the world's best golfer today.
No.
All right, Steve Palazzolo joins us right now, 33rd team. Steve, I believe at one point said before the Aaron Rodgers thing happened that he could be a top 10 to top 12 quarterback. Now, have you adjusted that, Steve? Because I see Chris Sims came out and ranked Aaron Rodgers 12th, and I feel like you have a love-hate relationship with Chris Sims.
I love Chris Sims. As a guest on our show, we always have healthy discussions. So I think Sims has always been extra high on Rodgers. So, you know, 12 at this point in his career is probably about,
insane.
You know, 10 to 12. No, I mean, 10 to 12 is fine. My description last year was physically, I think he still had enough in the tank. He wasn't moving as well as he had previously, but he was directly coming off the Achilles. That could be better this year, even though he's older. I think arm-wise, he was still throwing the ball well. He was still throwing the ball into tight windows pretty well. My problem was that there were too many tight windows. It was the offense itself, which I think was Rodgers doing. I think there wasn't enough easy buttons to press in the offense. There weren't enough schemed up plays. And a lot of it was like, hey, you know, Garrett Wilson, Devontae Adams, go win one-on-one, and I'll, you know, throw you a back shoulder or something and, you know, create a big play that way. So I think physically Rodgers has it. My concern would be, you know, the mobility still, probably taking too many negative plays. And, you know, you never know if you're going to lose the physicality, you know, the physical ability at any point. But I think he still has it in him. He just has to, you know, work within an offense and have dudes to throw to. So there's still some concerns, but I think Rodgers could have one more good year in him.
I think the thing that alarms me about all that, Steve, is I always felt like he was a very high-level processor. So the idea that he was running sort of a simplistic offense or an offense that didn't have enough variety to just scheme people open and, as you said, get a lot of easy ones for him or easy button type of plays, that just goes against like the cerebral part of the Aaron Rodgers experience that I always thought was part and parcel with the physical talent being so overwhelming.
It's a fascinating career because I think he's capable of it. He went into these lulls, though, whether it was with Mike McCarthy or early with Matt LaFleur. Either he didn't want to attack the middle of the field enough, didn't want to use motion, kind of like Big Ben not wanting to run under center play action. He just didn't want to do certain things that everyone else in the NFL was doing better or doing well or opening up throws. So So it wasn't that Rodgers couldn't do it. I think he just gets into these grooves where it's like, ah, I love slant flat. I'm going to throw it to Alan Lazard, you know, and he just gets into these, I don't know, just gets locked in, so to speak, without seeing the field, without trying to process. And so when he would slump or not be at his best, he would leave pockets early, not let the play, not read it out. So it's almost like he didn't trust the system at various points over the last 10 to 12 years. So that's where, like, you need all of that to come together here, I think, for Rodgers to have a good season.
Steve, I know that you are the champion of the touchdown and interception ratio not being the end-all be-all. And so you're not one that's going to come on here and say something like you threw 28 touchdowns last year and say he was better than Josh Allen, like some Steelers fans have done, because Allen had 27 touchdown passes, as insane as that sounds. His interception numbers, though, have gone way up his last two full seasons, both in Green Bay before he left for the Jets, and then last year with the Jets. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, I mean, I think last year he forced a couple more than he should have. Again, I don't know how much of that is system-related. I mean, I think there's the other part about Rodgers. It's when he had Davante Adams, he just had this incredible trust. His last year at Green Bay, he lost Davante Adams. He had a slew of new receivers who he didn't trust as much. And so, and then with the Jets, it was his first year, even though Garrett Wilson's talented and he had Davante Adams pretty soon, he was learning a whole bunch of new players. And I think there's an element of that trust that he didn't necessarily have. So he forced a few more. Both of the last two full seasons that we saw from him. Yeah, the touchdown interception ratio is overrated because it doesn't factor in rushing. It doesn't factor in sacks. It doesn't factor in, I think Rodgers hasn't made comebacks the same way the other elite quarterbacks have historically, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Patrick Mahomes. And I think he saves his interceptions when he's got to make comebacks. He doesn't take chances as much as he should. So I think that's why, one of the few of the reasons why, looking at those two numbers in isolation, a little overrated.
Switching sides of the ball, Mike Tomlin today on TJ Watt and on the outlook of Watt reporting to camp in 5 weeks. Quote, I'm not going to get into speculation there. I'm optimistic we're going to get things done because we've got two sides that want to get things done. When that's going to occur, I do not know, end quote. What do you think should happen with this TJ Watt situation where now it's a little escalated? This is mandatory minicamp and he's just hanging out by himself at home.
If you guys put my quotes out, I contradict myself every time I'm on the show here. I think now it's a go for it. And so I've said sign him before. I said,
yeah, you have.
Maybe you'd, right, but trade him. Like, if they weren't going to sign Rodgers, I'd say, hey, go for 2026. Just trade them all. But I'm fine with signing him. The tricky part, I think, is the Myles Garrett $40 million per year. I mean, we love the Myles Garrett, TJ Watt debate. I think Garrett's a little bit better. I know Watt has the sack production, and it's a slim margin. But I don't know if Watt's going to get up to the $40 million mark. That is a massive jump. We're talking about Garrett really did reset the market. And whenever Micah Parsons re-signs, he'll probably reset it by another dollar, just over $40 million. So it's a big jump for TJ to go from 28 or so AAV up to 40. So maybe it lands in the 35 to 38 range. But, yeah, it's getting up there right now. But, yeah, I'm good with locking up Watt for the next few years. I think he still has plenty left and clearly is a game changer for the Steelers.
Steve, I haven't heard a lot of people say what you did about his struggles in New York going back to Rodgers, that it was system-based to some extent, and he obviously had a ton of say in what the system was. The thing we've heard a lot from his apologists is, well, it was the Jets' offensive line fault. That offensive line stunk. That offensive line was awful. You couldn't put a 40-year-old quarterback behind that offensive line and find success. A, do you agree with that? And B, do you think the Steelers' offensive line is much better?
I think the Jets' offensive line was okay. I think they underachieved relative to expectations. You know, if you went back and looked at the job that Joe Douglas did bringing players in, bringing in Morgan Moses and Tyron Smith, and the interior is pretty good. It's not bad. I think he did a good job, and they underachieved, but they were mid-tier. I think the Steelers are mid-tier plus. I think they have a chance to be really good. They're at least in the middle tier. If you get a jump, I don't know what happens at tackle. I still don't trust Broderick Jones. We'll see what happens with Faletau coming back. I think Mason McCormick could be pretty good, but he's still in year two, has some room to grow. So, yeah, I mean, I look at O-lines based off of question marks. I think there's a world where the Steelers are dead smack in the middle. There's a chance they get up into the top 12 to 14, but there's a chance they're in the, you know, the bottom 10 if you don't get development from Broderick Jones, Fautano doesn't hit the ground running coming off the injury, and McCormick doesn't develop. So I think there's a wide range of outcomes for the Steelers' offensive line. That's my top out.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Steve, when you look and take stock of like young tackles in the league, I know Jones is now entering year 3, but it'll be year 1 at left tackle where they initially intended to play him. That would suggest to me that there's still a learning curve. How much of one have you guys seen that there is with first-year, I'll call it, tackles? In his case, first-year actually playing this position. Like, should we in Pittsburgh expect him to look like a 3-year NFL veteran broadly or look more like a guy playing left tackle more as a rookie in a sense?
Yeah, I think that the issue for me is more just how bad he's looked over the last 2 years. I was surprised that how, even though it was at right tackle – and then you add in the fact that he's switching. I think when a guy switches within a year or two, you know, playing left tackle in college, then 2 years at right, and then going back to left, it's not a massive learning curve, so to speak. When you do it after only playing one position for the majority of your career, then I think it's more of an issue. So there might be some growing pains, but again, I'm more concerned with, I don't like how he looks. I didn't see much progress last year as a pass blocker. I know he's had a few moments where he's an explosive run blocker, but he's still whiffs on way too many blocks in the run game, and there's just some really non-competitive pass blocking reps on Jones' tape. I'd be more concerned about that than the fact that he's switching back to the left side.
Steve, is there a quarterback option that was out there this offseason that you liked for the Steelers more than Aaron Rodgers? Just out of curiosity, I don't know if I've ever asked you that before.
No, but if you're thinking about for the future and figuring out the, you know, how will we find our future quarterback? The Justin Fields, you know, bringing him back is probably the only one where there's some theoretical upside.
Yep.
It was a difficult answer, though. I mean, it's very difficult, and it seems like the Steelers always need a quarterback in the year where one quarterback or two QBs are going in the first round, and it just doesn't mesh when they really, really need a guy, which is why you have to keep drafting.
So you wouldn't have done Darnold. You wouldn't have traded for Geno Smith. You like this better.
I think you have to look around this division and say the Ravens and Bengals are going to be good for a long time with their quarterbacks, and just competing with Geno Smith or trying to, you know, compete with Sam Darnold, I don't think that's enough. I think you have to go back to the mystery box of the draft and try to find somebody that can compete with those top QBs. So yeah, I wouldn't have gone Darnold or Geno Smith just to try to compete for another year or two.
Last one for me. Well, another thing that comes up about Aaron Rodgers and his authority on offense is a question about how much he wants to run the ball. Now, your guy Tom Brady, Steve, if he thought he could beat you by running the ball 50 times a game, he was content to just hand it off 50 times. Do you think the same thing about Aaron Rodgers? Like, is he going to come here and completely change Arthur Smith and Mike Tomlin's vision for offense, which appears to be, let's run the ball and play defense?
My whole theory on Rodgers is, for him to have success, he needs to be the quarterback and not the offensive coordinator. So I don't know if he'll want to do that. I think he'll probably say the right things. I think he'll say he wants to run the ball. When they have run into issues, it's when, you know, he gets to the line, he'll check out of a play, he'll run his slant flat. He loves that combo. You know, he'll throw the bubble instead of the handoff and, you know, pick up a few yards. Look, he's good at a lot of those things, but he's never really had this great run-first type of attack when, yeah, it could be the time of his career where that makes the most sense. But, yeah, I think for him to have the most success, he's going to have to completely buy into the system, not run his stuff, just, you know, sprinkle in his stuff rather than what he did with the Jets, which is essentially bring his system from 2016, which, you know, felt outdated in 2024.
Steve, we've heard stories that the Steelers are actively looking for wide receivers in trades, but they are lowballing a lot of these offers. Rumors that they're offering like later conditional picks to try to fill their void beyond DK Metcalf. Do you look at Rodgers and see him as being a guy at this point in his career whose physical talent is still there, where he can elevate lesser players at the position, or does he need multiple quality receiving options to be good?
I would much rather see multiple receiving options. I think in Rodgers' career, he's made do with one. You know, when he had an elite Davante Adams, he was fine feeding him 15 targets a game. You know, I don't know if DK Metcalf can really be that guy. I think DK's always had a complimentary piece. He always had a really good Tyler Lockett last year, a really good Jackson Smith and Jigba. I don't know if you want DK as a 15-target guy, and I don't know if the number two receiver spot, unless Roman Wilson breaks out or Robert Woods finds the fountain of youth. I don't know. I don't think there's enough there. So I would much rather see, you know, more playmakers. I think Freiermuth could really, you know, have some success with Rodgers. But at this point, absolutely rather see three or four really dependable pass catchers than just one or two.
Steve, enjoy your summer. We'll talk again when we get close to training camp. Thanks, brother.
All right. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the golf.
There you go. Steve Palazzolo from the 33rd team. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. We're live at the incredible Oakmont Bakery right down the hill from Oakmont, where they're playing the U.S. Open. Speaking of which, Jeff Hathorn is there. He'll join us next for an update on what's going on the course. But first, a message from Donnie.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.